Shooting Lights Out is brought to you from the Playmakers Blog Sports Network. Playmakers Blog and the Shooting Lights Out is brought to you by Fanatics. Official license everything with Fanatics.com. Jerseys, hats, t-shirts, anything officially licensed, everything with Fanatics.com with Sports Fan Shop. Shooting Lights is also sponsored by Liz, Locker Rooms by Liz. Get customized hats, customized t-shirt, favorite logos, whatever the case may be, get it at Locker Rooms by Liz. Now, it's time for Shooting Lights Out.
sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow, cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting Lights Out. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today on this June 6th? 2023 on the lovely Tuesday. It's Shooting Lights Out. NBA Finals. We got to talk NBA Finals. We got to do it. Y'all know me, the playmaker down in Southern Sea right here in Jacksonville, Florida. Looking kind of rough. You got to get a haircut. I get that sometime. But we here. We ready to talk some basketball, talk some hoops. But before we dive into the NBA Finals, we know we got some news and notes to talk about, so we got to go all around the hard. And to begin around the hardwood, Bucks hiring Raptors Adrian Griffin as head coach, sources say. This is back on May 27. Adrian Griffin wins the job to become the next head coach for the Milwaukee Bucks. It was something that Giannis vowed for. He gave his vote for Adrian Griffin, and Griffin gets the job. I think Nick Nurse was in line to get the job, but Nick Nurse backed out, allowing Griffin to become the new head coach. He was officially announced as the new Bucks coach on June 5th. It says here that Adrian Griffin is getting his first coaching job at the same spot where he started as an assistant. The Milwaukee Bucks officially announced Monday that they have hired Griffin to replace Mike Budenholzer, who was fired last month after a first-round loss to the Miami Heat. Reports circled on April 29th that the Bucks were finalizing an agreement to make Griffin their next head coach. You gotta love it. So he gets the job, 48 years old, getting his first head coaching gig. He was an assistant coach for Milwaukee Bucks. He also was an assistant coach for Miranda Lee with the Orlando Magic, the Oklahoma City Thunder, before joining Toronto. He played in the NBA. He played for the Boston Celtics, the Dallas Mavericks, the Houston Rockets, Chicago Bulls, and the Seattle Supersonics when before they became the Oklahoma City Thunder. So it'll be interesting to see how Griffin goes about working with Giannis, Jrue Holiday, and his Bucks team as they try to get back to being a dominant team in the NBA, not just in the East, but in the NBA as a whole. So congratulations to Adrian Griffin for becoming the new head coach of Milwaukee Bucks. It's not all the coaching news that we got. Because as we continue on, the Philadelphia 76ers to hire Nick Nurse as head coach. Nick Nurse becoming the new head coach, replacing Doc Rivers in the city of brotherly love. It'll be interesting to see how this works out with the Philadelphia 76ers. Nick Nurse coming down to coach Joel Embiid. We still don't know about James Harden, but from what Nick Nurse said in his interview press conference, he's looking forward to finding a way to keep James Harden down up in Philly and not have him go elsewhere. So it'll be interesting to see how Nick Nurse handles that in that regard. But Nick Nurse getting the head coaching job for Philly is a good thing. He's a very good coach. I think he'll probably get the most out of Joel Embiid, even though Embiid is coming off an MVP season, to say the least. And that Let's see what happens with James Harden. If they can keep James Harden and what they can build with James Harden. Okay. That's what I'm looking forward to. Joe Lacob, whether they haven't found a replacement for him, it's a shame that they didn't. But nevertheless, things happen. You know, things happen. And you know, you just got to find certain things to get to, certain things to work out for the Golden State Warriors. It's a documentary series that I'm looking forward to whenever they make it about the Golden State Warriors. So that we want to see how all this came about. Because, you know, we want to talk about the dynasty that was built with Golden State with Joe Lacob. He didn't build it. It was started and he continued it. Then, you know, the thing that happened this year, Draymond Green, Jordan Poole, along with a host of other things. But it's lucky to see how that goes and whatnot. And we're going to try to keep it rolling from there. All right. And some other news that we have. So I'm going to take this down real quickly. Team USA. I got some Team USA news. So Brandon Ingram, Jaren Jackson III commit to Team USA for World Cup. Two Western Conference All-Star forwards, the New Orleans Pelicans' Brandon Ingram and the Memphis Grizzlies' Jaren Jackson Jr., are committed to playing for Team USA in a FIBA Basketball World Cup Championship this summer in the Philippines, sources tell ESPN. Come to see how they begin. USA Basketball Executive Director Grant Hill and Coach Steve Kerr are still finalizing a 12-man roster to compete at the event beginning August 25th in Manila. It's going to be interesting how that goes because we got pretty decent squad. Jason Tatum, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Kevin Durant. Now you add in Brandon Ingram, Jaren Jackson Jr., Jalen Brunson, Austin Reeves, if I remember correctly, Chris Middleton, quite a few names. Tyler Hattenberg from the Indiana Pacers. Quite a few names on that list. You know, was looking forward to representing the Team USA in a FIBA basketball tournament this summer. And trust me, I will be keeping track of that. You don't have to worry. I will be keeping track of it, as most people would like to do. But interesting to see here. Some more news to get into that I don't have up right now. Celtics add Sam Cassell to Joe Mazzulla's staff, which is an interesting call. When does Sam Cassell get a head coaching job? That's my main question for that one right now. I want to see that as that. And I think that's pretty much it for right now for around our. Oh, yeah. Frank Vogel gets the Phoenix job. Frank Vogel gets another head coaching job as he will be coaching the Phoenix Suns. It's going to be interesting how this dynamic is going to work with Frank Vogel with a defensive mind as a coach. And how that deep and how his style is going to work with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant down in the desert. As you know, Devin Booker is not known for his defense, he's known for his offense. So is Kevin Durant. But Kevin Durant has shown on at times to be able to be a defender. But it's going to see how that works. Because Brandon Booker, he preaches defense. He talks defense. He tells it as it is with the defense. When he was coaching the Magic, the Magic had one of the top defenses in the league. When he was coaching the Lakers with LeBron James and them, they had one of the top defenses in the league. I'm just putting it out there. And then that leads to the question of DeAndre Ayton. What's going to happen with DeAndre Ayton? Because is he going to like this call? Is he going to like the fact that Brandon Booker was the new head coach replacing Monty Williams, even though him and Monty Williams had a rough patch? A lot of questions in Phoenix. I'm just throwing that out. There's a lot of questions in Phoenix. But we shall see what they do, though, because it's going to be interesting how this team is put together with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker as the two heads. And question with CP3 and DeAndre Ayton. And then how will Vane Vogel coach this team going forward? So that's that. So that's all the around the harbor that I got for you when we come back. We're going to talk NBA Finals. The Playmakers Blog is proudly to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, where you can get all your official license, sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League,
or even into the National Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team. Rep the hardware. Get comfortable. Because Fanatics is the way to go. Where sports fans shop and official license everything.
And welcome back to Shooting the Lights Out. That's right. Get your sports gear from Fanatics and also from Liz. Locker Rooms by Liz. Let's not forget. Get your sports wear. Rock your favorite team, favorite hat, favorite jersey, t-shirt, whatever the case may be. Rock it with either Fanatics.com or Liz.com. Now let's talk NBA Finals. You see it right here. Ladies and gentlemen, we are two games into the NBA Finals with the series shifting down to South Beach tomorrow. Game one, we saw it, 104-193, like on last Thursday. Denver takes game one of the NBA Finals. Aaron Gordon was the spark that played with 16 points early in the quarter. Nikola Jokic with a triple-double with 27 points, 10 boards and 14 assists. Jamal Murray with a double-double with 26 points and 10 assists. Jamal Murray and Jokic combined for 24 assists. Let me say it again. Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic combined for 24 assists in game one. That's a recipe for failure if you're playing against the Denver Nuggets. But if them two can combine for 20-plus assists, that is a problem. That means everybody else is getting off. And you see Aaron Gordon has 16. He went 7 for 10 from the field. Michael Porter Jr. with 14 and 13 boards. Candace Caldwell only 7, but it was effective 7. It was a struggle for Miami in game one. Jimmy Butler only 13 points, 6 for 14 from the field, 7 boards, 7 assists. Bam Adebayo was the one bright spot, 26 points with 13 boards. Gabe Vincent had 19 points, but it's Matt Strus, 0 for 10 from the field, 0 for 9 from the field, 0 points. 0. Caleb Martin struggling. He only had 3 points. He was 1 for 7 from the field. Game one was not good for Miami. Game one was not good. They was down as much as 24 points in game one. And they only took 2 free throws. And it's 48 minutes in the game, and you only took 2 free throws? Miami was not being aggressive. They was not hitting shots. It was a rough day for Miami in game one. But to win a title, you must win 4 games. Denver won 1. So there's 3 more chances Miami has. In doing so, as I said, Aaron Gordon, I'll give him the spotlight for game one. Came out aggressive, came out playing some bully ball with the Miami Heat small lineup. Got Denver out to a hot start, and Denver didn't look back ever since. Nevertheless, game two on Sunday, 111-108. Miami wins game two. Taking this series down back to Miami 1-1. First and foremost, this is the Denver Nuggets' first home loss in these playoffs. They didn't lose in the first round against the Minnesota Timberwolves. They didn't lose a home game in the second round against the Phoenix Suns. They didn't lose a home game in the West Finals against the Los Angeles Lakers. It took the Miami Heat to finally beat Denver in Denver. And in doing so, look at that fourth quarter. 36-9-25, a 9-point swing for the Miami Heat in the fourth quarter to win by 3. As you can see here, the Heat, Jimmy Butler, 21 points. Bam Adebayo, 21 points. Gabe Vincent, 23 points. Matt Strus, 14 points. The Heat starters came to play in game two. And one change that Eric Spoelstra did, he inserted Kevin Love into the starting lineup over Caleb Martin. Smart move. You ain't bigger. And Aaron Gordon didn't go off as he did. He only had 12 points, 5 of 7. He only took 7 shots this time. Michael Porter Jr., only 5 points. Jamal Murray only gave you 18 points and 10 assists. Casey Caldwell-Pope, only 6 points. Nikola Jokic, 41-11. But only 4 assists. You see that? That's circled in me. That's a circle. That is 4 assists from the Nikola Jokic. That is 10 less than what he had in game one. And he put up 41 points. Miami Heat made it rough. Miami Heat made it tough for the Denver Nuggets. They fought back and forth for most of the game, even though the Nuggets had a 15-point lead at one point. Largest lead. See, Denver on this side, 15. And then he came back and won the game. That is a 7 double-digit comeback of these postseason. That is an NBA record, by the way. Miami ain't fooling around. Heat culture is what it is. I need for people to understand this when it comes to Heat culture. Heat culture been built. This ain't nothing new. Heat culture been what it's been. Let's look at it. The Miami Heat, they have 3 championships, all of them with Dwayne Wade, 2 with LeBron and Bosh, but they have 3 championships. The Miami Heat has been to the final numerous of times. The one time with Dwayne Wade when he was the leader, the 4 times when LeBron and Bosh came there with Dwayne Wade, so that's 5 right there, and twice with Jimmy Butler, that's 7 finals appearances. We're talking from 06 to now. That's a 17-year, and they've been to the final 7 times. Who knows how many times they've been to the conference finals in the East. Heat culture is real. I'm going to need y'all to understand that, okay? Now look at the stats. The Nuggets shot 39% from 3. Miami shot 48% from 3. Miami took 20 free throws, not 2. 20. The Nuggets took 22. You see the difference? Miami was getting to the free throw line. Miami made sure they got to the free throw line. And they roughed their way out of game 2. When a game is close and it's rough, that's when Miami gets it going. And Miami did not lay down. They kept it going. And they handle business, okay? They handle business. I want you to look at this. The start of the fourth quarter, it was 75-83 Denver. Denver came in with the 8-point lead. Before you knew it, it went from 75-83 Denver to 83-85 Denver in a minute and 12 seconds. Because you know why? Duncan freaking Robinson. 3-pointer, made it a 5-point game. Jeff Green makes a couple of free throws, gets to a 7-point game. Duncan Robinson gets a driving layup, makes it back down to 5, 80-85. Troubleshooting for the Nuggets, and then all of a sudden, Duncan Robinson hits another 3. All of a sudden, Nuggets got to call time because in a minute and 12 seconds, an 8-point lead got cut to 2. Just that quickly. All by Duncan Robinson, who scored 10 points in the quarter, by the way. Duncan Robinson scored 10 in the fourth quarter, by the way. And if we go back, he wasn't the only one. Gabe Vincent dropped 23. Gabe Vincent dropped 23 points. And he dropped, I think he dropped about 8 in the fourth quarter himself. So we already know Heat culture is a real thing because guess what? These 2 showed up. You never know. You know it's Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler is the main people. But one day it could be Duncan Robinson. As you saw Sunday, along with Gabe Vincent. A next day, it could be Matt Strus, who had 14 in this game, a lot more than from 0. Another day could be Caleb Martin, who was the most consistent player in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics. You never know who is going to be from the Miami Heat, because guess what? They all accept their roles, and they all are all ready to play when it's time to be called. That is Heat culture. You stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Miami stays ready. Led by Jimmy Butler, who had 21, along with Bam Adebayo, who had 21. This is how things go down in Miami. Eric Spoelstra has become one of the best coaches in the NBA. There's no doubt about it. The in-game adjustment that he makes, the halftime adjustment he makes, and from game-to-game adjustment he makes is simply remarkable. You got punched in the mouth in game 1. What did you do? We're going to start Kevin Love in game 2. We're going to put Jimmy Butler on Jamal Murray and make Jamal Murray work for his. Joker going to do Joker things. but he only had 4 assists. And you saw the results. Miami winning. We have a 1-1 series heading down to South Beach. You can't make this stuff up. This is going to be a very interesting series. Game 3 is going to be very interesting. Speaking of which, this is where we are at right now, ladies and gentlemen. Denver took game 1. Miami took game 2. We're all 1-1 headed in. Game 3. Game 3 is tomorrow night, 8:30 on ABC, with game 4 being Friday, same time on ABC. We will have a game 5, which will be Monday, June 12th. And then there was a game 6. There'll be Thursday, June 15th. There was a game 7, June 18th on Father's Day, if we get that far. But it's 1-1 down to South Beach starting tomorrow. And South Beach is the land of, is the place to be right now, because you have this game tomorrow and Friday for the Miami Heat, and then the Florida Panthers Thursday, I think Saturday, for the Stanley Cup. The Florida Panthers are in more trouble than the Heat, because they're down 0-2 after getting blasted twice in Vegas by the Vegas Knights. But Vegas Knights defending home ice, so we shall see how the Panthers respond, just to throw some hockey in there for you people. But South Beach is the place to be this week, this weekend, as it's going to be a fun-filled day for Heat and Panther fans down in South Beach. Nevertheless, Miami, they made it a series. Can Denver go on the road and take home court back tomorrow night? Or will Miami continue what they did in game 2 and bring it home for game 3 and put another dent in the unstoppable force that is the Denver Nuggets? We shall see, because I'm ready for game 3. I hope y'all are. So that's all I got for you on today, on this quick episode, this covering the NBA Finals. Game, like I said, game 3 tomorrow. I'm ready to watch. I'm ready to dive in for it. Remember this. Pay attention. This is not going to be a walkthrough for the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets want to earn this. Because Miami don't lay down for nobody. Until then, I'm the Playmaker out here in Jacksonville, Florida. Catch y'all later for shooting.
But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting the Lights Out.
Masterpiece.